This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, today. He will release the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore beneficiary farmers. Our correspondent reports that after arriving at Kashi in the evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Mehdiganj area of Varanasi. PM Modi is also scheduled to meet few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan and review their products. During the event, the Prime Minister will grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from the self-help groups SHGs at Krishi Sakhis. Prime Minister is also scheduled to witness Ganga Aarti at Dashaswamedh Ghat. Later, he will perform puja and darshan at Kashi Vishwanath Temple. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is fully committed to ensure safety and security of all citizens in Manipur. Chairing a high-level meeting in the national capital to review the security situation in Manipur yesterday, Mr. Shah said that the Ministry of Home Affairs will talk to both the groups, the Métis and Kukis, to bridge the ethnic divide at the earliest. He stressed on strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and tranquility in Manipur. The minister said the deployment of forces will be increased if required and strict action must be taken as per law against the perpetrators of violence. He said central government has been actively supporting the Manipur government in strengthening the security situation in the state. Home Minister also reviewed the situation in relief camps, especially in respect of proper availability of food, water, medicines and other basic amenities. Mr. Shah directed Chief Secretary of Manipur to ensure proper health and education facilities for the displaced people and their rehabilitation. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, chaired a high-level meeting at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar to review progress of road and highway projects in Jammu and Kashmir. On the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor, Manoj Sinha, expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari for big-ticket infrastructure projects in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. He said the government is working with dedication for J&K's strong and glorious tomorrow and maintained that the massive infrastructure push has created new employment opportunities and also gave boost to the UT's economy. The White House has reiterated that the visit of U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to India will further deepen relationship between the two countries. In a White House press briefing, White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby cited India and the U.S. as the two oldest and largest democracies, adding that they both share a unique bond of friendship. He further underscored Jake Sullivan's visit purpose, which is to expand key areas of cooperation between the two nations. Earlier, Sullivan called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and briefed him on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the initiative on critical and emerging technologies. The entire northern part of the country is reeling under severe heat wave. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that this region will continue to experience heat wave to severe heat wave conditions today. It has issued red alert warning for heat wave in some parts of North India, including Delhi and Uttar Pradesh. The weather department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam and Meghalaya for the next 3 days. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 5 days. Regarding southwest monsoon, the IMD said conditions are favorable for further advancement of monsoon into some more parts of Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, northwest Bay of Bengal, some parts of Gangetic West Bengal, remaining parts of sub-Himalayan West Bengal, and some parts of Bihar during the next 4 days. The Department of Telecommunications has initiated targeted actions to provide citizens in response to reports of fraudulent activities involving mobile numbers in electricity KYC update schemes. Ministry of Communications said the department has directed all telecom service providers or Pan India IMEI-based blocking of 392 mobile handsets misused in cybercrime and financial frauds. It has also directed them for re-verification of 31,740 mobile connections linked to these mobile handsets. The minister said failure in re-verification will result in immediate disconnection of reported numbers and blocking of associated handsets. In tennis, India's Ankita Raina has advanced to the women's singles pre-quarters of the WTA Veneto Open tennis tournament in Gaiba, Italy today. She defeated Dominika Salkova of Czech Republic in straight set 7-5-6-3. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, the 8 teams that qualified for this phase have now been finalized. Bangladesh was the last team to qualify after their victory over Nepal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.